All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Yo, what's up, all you pups, all you dogs, you dirty dogs, you sexy canines? Let's get into some dirty stuff. It's your boy Kev, aka the Dirty Dog. Welcome to the Dirty Dog House. And this is a podcast where you can call in, leave a voicemail, or leave a text message, whatever you want to do. So the number to call in for the hotline, 419-528-8679. And if you call in, that'll go straight to a voicemail. You can leave that, and then I'll listen to it and play it on the show. Or you can just straight up text in if you want, if you're a little bit shy. And I just want to say, holy shit, thank you so much, all you wild men, wild ladies, sexy schoolboys. What? What? Well, you know, truth comes out on the Dirty Doghouse. But yeah, this is the most messages and voicemails I've ever gotten in a week for this, and that's super awesome. Man, it makes me feel good.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
That might have been the whitest thing I've ever done. One time for Halloween, I dressed up as Conan. Not the barbarian, but the Mexican wrestler guy. And it was pretty racist. I wore a flannel that I buttoned only the top button. I wore a bandana. I had an NWO Wolfpack shirt on under it. And to be honest, it was a pretty legit costume. But I think that's racist. I don't know. Well, it might be. I don't know. It could be racist. But, I mean, I just dressed up as any stereotypical Mexican guy in a movie who's usually the neighbor. And he's always has friends over. There's someone probably with a boombox. And anyways, so another Halloween story. This is me being a complete jerk, piece of shit, asshole. This was in like third grade, and I had a friend who was my neighbor who was in the second grade. And this kid one time one-hitter quittered me for some reason. I never found out why. On the bus, he was like my best friend. He just turned and punched me in the face, and I was out. I don't know what that was for. I mean, we were friends immediately after. It was real confusing. Anyways, but on Halloween once, I was kind of, I'm not like this. This is so out of character for me. But I was like embarrassed that me and him were going trick-or-treating together. And I know I'm a piece of shit. I'm not like this at all usually. But I don't know if it's because like he was a grade under me and he was kind of like, he's this big fat kid. I don't know. I'm a piece of shit. And anyways, we're going. I was like, hey, yeah, don't forget, man. Keep your mask on at all times. And it's just like me being like, you know, I don't want to be seen with this kid. I'm like, yeah, just keep your mask on the whole time, man, until we get back home. Yeah, keep it on. It's Halloween, dude. Yeah, and he would like go to take it off to look at his candy. I'm like, no, dude, keep that on, man. We'll fucking look at the shit when we get home. Yeah, that was me being a jerk, a little turd burger. But this kid, since he was my neighbor, they had this barn, and it was like a work barn, work garage type thing, because he had an older brother and stuff, and there's this back room, and in that room, there was a calendar hanging up. It was like one of those old school 1980s naked ladies with giant bushes calendars, and we used to meet at like 2 in the morning, be like, hey man, yeah, my parents are asleep, your parents asleep? Yeah, you want to go look at it again? And we get flashlights, and we'd go back there and just aim the flashlight and look at the look at those sweet hairy bushes, baby. Oh yeah, that's a nice bush. That's a nice beaver. I like that beaver. Oh wow, that's a nice beaver. Damn. Yeah, I'm not proud of that joke. Shout out to the MVP, our boy Tim from Grand Rapids. No voicemail from him today because he is in the hospital. I don't know if he still is. I don't know when he sent this, but he sent a picture of him in the hospital. He thought he might have had corona, but he doesn't. He just has AIDS. He got it from me. That's not true. He has pneumonia. So let's wish him a quick recovery. Hopefully he's all right. And I am a little upset because he did send me a video, and it's a song that I listened to, and it's been in my head for ever since I heard it, and I kind of hate it, and I hate him for it, and then I kind of love it, and I kind of love him for it. It's crazy. Let's listen to it together.
I'm back.
I play Pokemon Go every day. I play Pokemon Go.
That's it.
I play Pokemon
Go, I'm a retard. That's mean. I know that's super mean and uncool, but that just sounds like where the song is going. It sounds like he's about to say that. Let's keep listening.
I play Pokemon Go, I'm a retard. I play Pokemon Go.
Okay, enough of this song. I'm sorry about that, but don't get mad at me. Get mad at the MVP, Tim from Grand Rapids. He did this. So before I forget this, I do want to mention, I tweeted about this, but there's a guy at Kroger who was just picking up ears of corn and smelling them and then putting them back. Fuck yeah, that was awesome. I like that guy. Hashtag wild man. Hopefully our lives cross paths again and we can smell some corn together. Or if you want to come over, you can smell corn that's already passed through me, you naughty guy. I want to talk about haircuts real quick because we're talking about like the coronavirus. We got places that are going to be opening up and we can get haircuts again, which I'm not complaining about. I don't like getting haircuts. I have bad anxiety. I kind of have PTSD with it. I'll explain why in a minute. But Tube's girlfriend, Cassidy, she cuts my hair. She does an awesome job and I'm very excited to get another haircut. Now, why do I have PTSD? My mom used to cut my hair and I had a bowl cut for most of my life. And I'd be getting my hair cut. I'm sitting on a stool in the living room. She has a VHS tape in the VCR on how to fucking cut hair. Okay, so she's watching this tape, clippers in one hand, cigarette in the other, and just watching this tape on how to cut hair while trying to fucking give me a bowl cut and then rewinding it and being like, oh, okay, I gotcha. And the whole time she's like, oh shit, yeah, I fucked that up. Yeah, that's real bad. I swear to God, she'd be like, man, this is real bad. The kids are probably going to make fun of you tomorrow. This is really bad. I'm like, God damn it, mom. Can't you fucking lie to me at least and not say that shit? Because then I just start sweating and I'm like, and I have to go look at it in the mirror and come out and be like, yeah, I like it. You know, I'd have to fucking look her in the eyes and lie and be like, yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I think it's pretty good. And then I would come to school the next day. And I remember one kid calling me roller coaster hair because I have a cowlick up front. And so sometimes you got to cut it uneven to make it look even. And it was so fucking bad. It really just looked like the first hill of a roller coaster. And I remember passing this kid in the hall and him being like, whoa, roller coaster hair. So it's pretty funny now. Oh, good shit, man. Also, when I used to get my haircut back in the day, and me and a group of friends, we all went to go get haircuts. And I was like five or six years old. And one of my friend's dad was taking us, and my mom's like, all right, here's $10. When you go there, tell him you want the little boy's skater cut. I'm like, okay, mom, thank you. And I go there, and we're all getting ready to get our haircuts, and I give him the money, and I say, I want the little boy's skater haircut. And everyone fucking laughed at me. What is funny about that? I'm a little kid getting a fucking skater cut. How's that funny? Yeah, what did you say when you got your haircut? Yeah, I just want a fucking haircut, size razor 6, whatever the fuck that means. Your stupid generic haircut sucks. Skater boy haircut is where it's at, you piece of shit. Fuck off, man. You know what? After I got that little boy skater cut, the ladies there, I was a skater boy. They didn't say see you later, boy, because we went back to their place and I fucking raw doggied it all night, all 3 inches. That's balls deep. I took it straight to the balls, all the way to the balls, baby. I'm still kind of hurt about that. That kind of, yeah, I don't know. They made fun of me a lot for that shit. So we got a lot of calls, a lot of texts. I don't know if we'll get through them all this week. That's crazy. I've never had that problem. Just like getting laid too much. Never had that problem. The first time I ever got a hand job, I'll never forget this. It hurt. But I mean, when you're a guy, you'll live through the pain. You're getting a handy. I'm not going to complain about it. It's like the first time. But I did get like the fucking rug, like the Indian burn, the rug burns on the side. So it did hurt to wear underwear for like a week. But man, while it happened, that was so great. I remember listening to Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional for like a week straight. Just full blast, always listening to that song. Because to me, that was the greatest moment of my life. I just got a handy. Hands down, this is the best date I can ever remember. Hand job, and now I can't wear my pants because it hurts when I'm walking. But it was great. It was pretty good. We're going to go into a text right here. We got a text, and we're just going to start off with the first one here. Hey, yo, Liz from the one, the only, the greatest ass hive. Fuck yes. Shout out to the ass hive. That is the Snap group. They are just the greatest, nicest, funniest, amazing people ever. And I feel like I know them all personally, even though I don't. They're awesome. They're super cool. I love them to death. So, okay, let's get into this. I'm sure I went to school with some weirdos, or I was the weirdo. I did moon my whole class in the second grade for reasons unknown. Fuck yeah, I like that. Hashtag wild lady. That's pretty cool. I like that. Teachers, though, I have some teacher stories. So in fifth grade, when we did the sex ed thing in school, they had some huge obese woman come in and give us all the talk. Oh, that's cool. I wonder how much it cost them to bring Rosie O'Donnell in. Do you remember the Rosie O'Donnell show when she was like, man, I got a crush on Tom Cruise, and she'd hit that button and it'd be like, Tommy, can you hear me? And then she'd fire those fucking koosh balls into the crowd. And then it turns out she was a lesbian all along. So what's up with that? You playing my boy Tom? Or I don't know. Anyways, back to this. For the girls, they show us how to use pads, and this bitch whipped out what seemed to be her own set of underwear to demo this shit on. That's fucking disgusting. They were like a fucking sail for a small yacht. Oh, yeah. You walked in to my classroom like you were walking onto a yacht. Then after that, she taught us about boners. We made fun of her fat ass for years and years. Oh my God. This is why I love the ass hive, man. We don't deserve them. I don't deserve them. I really don't. One time, sorry to keep interrupting the story. This was in high school in our health class, cause we had a gym teacher that taught health and gym, and it was in freshman year. And for some reason, we're talking about jizz, talking about semen, spunk, sperm, man gravy, all that fun stuff. And I don't know why he felt the need to say this, but he's like, it is an odorless, tasteless, like that's how he was describing it. Which, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why you got to bring that up. And this slutty bitch in the back of the room is like, I think it has a taste. And we're all like, you fucking slut. Like, why bring that? You slutty bitch. And she's a girl who's like, she's not hot, she's not cool, she's not funny. Her sole purpose is just to be a fat, slutty bitch. That's all she is. She's mean as hell, and there's nothing nice about her, nothing likable about her. Like, I was half seeing this one girl who had a little rainbow pin that she was wearing, and she's like, oh, why are you wearing that, huh? You fucking gay or something? It's just a fucking rainbow pin. Why you go, you bitch? You go talk about your tasty jizz somewhere else, you mean son of a bitch. Where were we? So sixth grade, our homeroom teacher was a new teacher. She was haunting, paler than Michael Jackson on his deathbed, and curly hair as red pop Faygo. God damn it, you gotta stop being so goddamn cool. I'm never gonna get through this. She was so mean. Looking back now, if I were a sixth grade teacher, I'd be a huge bitch too. Fuck yeah, man. Teachers, we had a teacher, no joke, who ran over her husband with a car. Yeah. She was a mean. And the way she graded homework, this is bullshit. She's an algebra teacher. You either got an S for satisfactory or a U for unsatisfactory. However, there's a bunch of shit you can do to get a U, which is like pretty much being like you got a zero. You didn't even do the homework pretty much. Like if you ripped your piece of paper out of your notebook and you didn't cut the little frilly thingies off the side that she called snowflakes, you got a U. So there were so many times I did my homework and I would get a zero because I forgot to cut those stupid things off. What a bitch. That's a bitch move. That's stupid. All right, back to this. I think we were close to the school year being over, and my class and her have been rivals all year. So one day, we weren't being quiet or some shit, being dickheads, I'll assume. She told us to shut up, and we attacked her. I don't remember what we said, but all of us were going in. Fucking rebels. She started bawling, then ran out of the room. We had won. Took like 15 to 20 minutes, and another teacher came in and was like, "Hey, hey, hey, what is going on here? It was Mr. Belding." I made that part up. But another teacher came in and was like, so she won't be back. Y'all need to chill. I can't remember if she ever came back to us that year, but she ended up moving to lower grades after that. Poor gal. We had a teacher. Man, all my stories right now are about math teachers. We had a teacher who taught algebra, and she was a bigger lady, but she was kind of like, no one wants to be in math class. You know, that kind of sucks. And I feel bad for her on one hand, but she was kind of mean also. She's like, no one in this classroom is allowed to wear jackets. You cannot have your jacket in here. And it was cold as fuck. We're like, well, what the hell? We're like, you're wearing a jacket. This is not a jacket. This is a blazer. So she would say that, so we would always call her blazer. And one time she had this little fuzzy thingy on her fupa, which that's fat upper pussy area. I do believe that's what it stands for. It might, I mean, that's what I always thought it stood for. Let me Google that. Fupa, fat upper pubic area. Oh, I always called it fat upper pussy area. I guess that's the same thing. But anyway, she had like a little fuzz there. And our boy Mark, hashtag thank you, Mark, he would yell out, fuzzy fupa, you have a fuzz on your fupa. And he would just straight up yell that out in class. And it was so great. I heard my girlfriend in there fart. And she said it was her shoes. And it was before we started dating. And I was like, did you just fart? She's like, no. Her face got all red. She's like, that was my shoe. Found out like 6 years later, she did fart. And I knew all along. I could smell it. I could tell you what you had for dinner the night. I could tell you what you had for dinner the night before. I smelled that shit. I followed it like that cartoon of the dog who's smelling the air like, oh, there's pizza next door. And he smells the smell of the pizza and he floats in the air. I did that to her butt. Anyways, back to this text. Alrighty, 8th grade, science teacher. We were all convinced that he was a pedophile, or at the very least, a fucking creep. He was that teacher that was always weird around all the girls. Like he was trying to flirt or some shit. Super strange. Anyway, this fucker only had one eye. Okay, I need a second to process that. Fuck yeah, I gotta give this guy props, for real. I'm sorry if he was a pedophile. But if you only have one eye and you can still confidently spit game, even if it is at school, girls, shouts to that guy. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just joking. That's fucked up. So, super strange. Anyways, this fucker only had one eye. You never knew what the fuck he was looking at, like Mad-Eye Moody. Hey, whether I'm winking at you or blinking at you, you'll never know. That's a shout-out to my Juggalos and Andrew. If you've ever seen the movie Big Money Hustlers, look, I'm a donut gentleman from London. That's for you boys and gals. His reward to each class, if we did well throughout the year, was to take his fake eyeball out and show us what's in the eye hole. Oh my god. So yeah, I got to see this weirdo's fucking eye hole. Oh, what? Rumor has it that he eventually got reported for being a creep. I know he moved to a different school. Some people said he got testicular cancer. Wow, that sucks. Wonder if he ever got like a fake eyeball and a fake nut and he switched them. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Hey, hello class, it's me. I'm Nutsack Eye. I'm Mr. Nutsack Eye. Who knows what's true, but I'm sure he'd be willing to star in Shit Socket Island. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. So if you haven't heard some of our brother movies, Tim came up with my favorite brother movie of all time. It's called Shit Socket Eye Hole. It's about a detective who's hunting a serial killer, a vicious serial killer, who kills his victims, and then he cuts out their eye and shits in their open eye socket. The twist, if you don't want to be spoiled, take your earbud out. But the twist is that the killer was the detective the entire time, but because he had shit in his own eye, he couldn't see that he was the one committing the crimes. So that is my favorite brother movie of all time. And then I made the sequel to it where the detective, he's in jail. So he's thrown in jail now and they're worried that he's going to keep killing people and shitting in their eye sockets, so they sew up his butthole. And somehow, some way, he keeps killing people and shitting in their eyes. And they're like, how is he doing this? How? And it turns out he taught himself how to shit out of his own mouth. And so that movie is called Shit Socket Eye Hole 2. I can't believe it's not Butt Turds. And now, if you go to thebrotherscommonplace.com, click on our store link, you will see that we have made movie posters for Shit Socket Eye Hole 1 and 2. And before I go any further, I got to look up our boy that made it for us because he put in some fucking work. These are amazing. His name is Craig Winton on Fiverr, and he did such an amazing job. Follow him on social media. He does a lot of awesome work, and he's a cool dude. So fuck yeah, he's awesome. Those are so badass. Okay, back to this. We also had a teacher get arrested and convicted of being an actual perv. He and his wife had both been teachers in our elementary and high school for as long as I can remember. He was banging his student when she was like 14 or 15, like a full-blown relationship with these students. Ew. His wife found out about the sexting and didn't report it, so she got arrested too. All of this happened long after I graduated, but I like to think he was probably boning some people from my graduating class. Who knows? That's half the fun. So fuck yeah. I mean, not fuck yeah to that, but fuck yeah to Liz for sending in all this good shit. That's badass. Hashtag wild lady. Thank you so much. Hashtag asshive. Man, we're 20 minutes in. We've only done one of these so far. I got a bunch more. She also had a question. Pick any serial killer to fuck, marry, kill. Fuck and marry are the same, but kill is not who you'd kill. It's which one you'd prefer to be killed by. I need these all to be based on facts, or I'm sure that little baby back bitch from the reviews will have something to say about it. Okay, I love that. That was about a rant that I made. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. She's not a serial killer, but I'm just going to be honest. Amanda Knox, man, I got a crush on her. I mean, I don't think she did anything. I do think she's innocent, but she's kind of adorable. I kind of like her. There's a picture of her holding a fucking Gatling gun at, I don't know, it was like a Gettysburg Museum. I have no idea if that's what it is. Oh, but I kind of love this. I kind of love her. She might be the one. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, let's see. Fuck, marry, kill. Well, I would probably marry BTK only because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he was a pretty good father. Wasn't he, It's been a long time since I've researched a lot of, like, the bigger serial killers, but wasn't he a good father, actually? And, like, they didn't even know until way, way after all that shit. So, yeah, I'll marry him. Oh, let's see. I don't want to be basic here, but Ted Bundy, I know there's a lot of people that are going, like, the whole Ted Bundy documentaries and shit came out, and then the stuff with Zac Efron. And Zac Efron, I like him. He's a handsome dude. He's a lot better looking than the actual Ted Bundy, but there became this big movement of, man, I'd let Ted Bundy fuck me. And then there became a huge anti-Ted Bundy movement where it's like, man, he's a serial killer. Why would you fuck him? Like people are being serious about it, but yeah, sure. He could fuck me. That'd be fine. He'd probably kill me after. So it's a win-win. I'm ready to go if I'm being honest. Now kill. I'll go with Jeffrey Dahmer only for the fact that before I go out, there's a good chance I'm getting laid. And if he does succeed in making me a zombie, that'd be cool too. Like, he could drill me into the brain, pour some shit in there, and maybe I'll just hang around and we could be friends. If it works out, I guess I'll go with that. So those would be my picks. I know some of this is kind of weird to say and answer, and I hope no one takes this too serious and holds it against me, unless you're Ted Bundy, you sexy bitch. Yeah, I'm going there. H.H. Holmes would be a good one to kill you, because he'll probably do it quick. He'll probably just, like, poison the room while I'm jacking off or something, and that would probably make the jacking that much better, like, you know how David Carradine would choke himself? Didn't Robin Williams do that, too? Robin Killiams. That's not funny. That's mean. Patch Adams is dumb as fuck, by the way. That movie sucks. I hate Patch Adams. I know it was based on a real guy, but even the real Patch Adams hates that movie. So, all righty. So thank you. That was that man. We're only got one text in. All right, let's go to the next one. Hey, Kev Dog, it's Eric. I just left a message. I had some technical difficulties the first two times I tried. Then I won't lie, I got nervous as shit. It's not something I'd usually do, but I'm trying to break out of my comfort zone and try new things. Well, this is the place to fucking do it, man. You don't got to be nervous or anything. I mean, I'm a big dork and a loser and a piece of shit. All the brothers at the commonplace, we all suck. We're horrible. We're not good at, collectively, all of us on here are maybe good at one thing. Shuffleboard. That's it. But no, thank you for reaching out to us. Let's get back to this. But yeah, trying to break out my comfort zone and try new things. I love what you guys are doing with T-Bro C and the Dirty Doghouse. So thank you for giving me the chance to try new shit. I've got tons more stories, like a time I convinced a friend to put Icy Hot on his balls. Hashtag wild man. Hell yeah. And my own little version of Poop Casso. Fuck yes. Even though Toops is probably way better, but we wouldn't know because you guys just keep tickling our little buttholes and not giving up the goods. Okay, that's true. I do want to apologize. We have mentioned Poop Casso a lot, and we have yet to tell the story. If we ever get Patreon back, we'll put it on there because it does have to be behind a paywall. Not because I want to charge anyone for it, but just because we can't have anyone listen and... the people that we don't want to listen wouldn't actually pay to hear it, so that we got to keep it hidden because it is pretty fucked up. It does involve, at some point, poop being on the very end of, like, smashed again. Okay, I don't want to give too much away, but there is poop on the end of, like, a 12-foot pole, to which I say to Toof, that looks like a poop paintbrush, and then he yells out, I'm Poop Casso! But I can't tell you the rest of the details. I'm so sorry. Someone does have a cell phone with that on there with all the videos of this. We don't know where that is, though. Somebody stole it. So whoever has that, I hope you enjoy it. Let's see here. If you want to hear him, maybe I could email him in so I can send the good shit and I'm not just a stuttering Stanley. Oh, fuck yeah. P.S. Fuck that punk bitch for challenging your knowledge of the Sixth Sense. Man, stuttering Stanley. Fuck yeah, thank you for leaving us a message, Eric. I gotta listen to your voicemail, and I hope you don't mind that I just read all that. I didn't want to play the voicemails without you being 100% certain behind it, but yeah, anytime, call in, brother. Okay, how much time we got? We're about a half hour in. We'll get to an actual voicemail since we've been doing some text. Let's go ahead and do that.
What's up, boys?
What up?
It's your favorite fartard. No, it was they called me the first time I ever saw Transformers Autismus Prime.
Fuck yeah, Oxnard,
baby. I got
baby.
Two questions for you. Actually, one question.
Our Discord brother. Let's hear it.
What is the most amount of damage Toop has ever done in, like, one of his, whatever you call them, activities?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the most damage he's ever caused in one of his activities?
Fuck yeah. Good question, Oxnard. Man, I don't know. I'll have to talk to Toof and get back to you. He's fucked up a lot of mailboxes. He's done that a lot. He's put his dick in people's beds and pissed. So that's a good one. Actually, I know one. One time, our friend's sister was dating a guy who was a douchebag, and Toof just went over there and straight up put his dick in the gas tank and pissed. That was probably one of the... That's probably the most damage he's done. That was fucked up. Yeah, he got in some trouble for that, but hashtag Wildman Toof. That was some good shit. I think that's it. That's got to be it. I don't know what he could have done more than that.
Also, how much damage has he caused overall? I'm talking like monetary value.
Yeah, I'll have to find out the number.
And after that, I got two requests. The first request is, if you ever need something, you know how when you go on the... Sorry for my stutter. I stutter a lot.
Oh, you're good, brother. Don't worry about it.
You know how when you have the second week every other week?
Yeah, we do crime, then comedy.
I've always wanted to see, like, people go over Florida Man stories. Like, if you ever get bored and have nothing to do, you just read Florida Man stories. Dan and I have a request for a YouTube video. I'd like to see two argue about which hamster is superior to the other breed. Just okay. 5 minutes of that. That's it. Just
what?
5 minutes of him arguing about which hamster's best.
Okay, I mean, why? Okay, that's a great idea. One time, me and Toof and our other friend got in a big fucking argument over Hamtaro because me and my buddy were using the TV to play a game. and they kept switching the fucking TV off. They're like, we just want to see if Hamtaro's on. We're like, why? We're like, we're playing this game. We were on the TV first. They're like, we don't want to watch it. We just want to see if it's on. We're like, why the fuck do you, why? Why does it, you're not going to watch it. Why does it matter if it's on the fucking TV or not? He's like, we just want to fucking see. And so, like, we got in this huge argument so they could flip it over and see, yeah, it's on. Now, why? What good is it to know that it's on if we're still using the fucking TV? But yeah, I remember us getting into a big argument over that. I'll be honest, I don't know what that other part said. Something about Waterman? Borderlands? Borderman story? Waterman? I have wicked bad hearing, so I apologize for that. But thank you, Oxnard. Hope you're doing well, brother. Hell yeah, dude. You're like one of the only people that post shit on Discord. And I'll be honest, that's also my fault because I don't ever look at that. Maybe one day we'll get back to it. But yeah, thank you for the call-in. Hashtag wild man, brother. Alrighty, I think we'll take one more call this week, and I do apologize I didn't get through all of them, but yeah, at least I have some for next week for sure, and that's awesome. I can't believe you guys have sent this many in. That's super badass, and I love you all. So alrighty, let's get into our last call of the week, of the night, of the day. God, if you don't want me to keep doing this show, strike me down dead. Your boy's still here. Let's do this.
Howdy, Kev. This is Kai or Eli or whatever you want to call me. You bought some of my stickers, and I think that's how you know me.
Oh, hell yeah.
I have a question for you, actually. Some advice. As you notice, I have a petite little boy voice because I have not started on testosterone yet.
Oh.
But when my big boy voice grows in, what are some things I should say with my newfound voice?
Oh.
Thank you. Hashtag wildman. Hello from the Seattle area. Bye.
Oh, great question. Fuck yeah. And yeah, those stickers are awesome. I went on to your Redbubble site and I got a couple stickers. Yeah, I can't wait to put these on something. Don't know where I'm going to put them yet, but they're super badass. So thank you so much. Oh man, what a good question. Let's see. I'm not a very manly guy. I don't know if you can tell. I'm so unmanly. I don't have any guy skills at all. There is, like, nothing I'm good at. I can't sound cool. I've never said a cool thing in my life. So, like, if I can't even say, like, hey, can you hand me that socket wrench? I can't even say that without sounding like a fucking liar. Like, I just don't know shit. I have this uncle who looks exactly like Al Borland. And one time I was helping him take these, like, nuts and bolts off this lawnmower. And I had a socket wrench. And I didn't know what I was doing. And, like, I was turning it one way. And it was making the noise, like the socket wrench noise. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to be doing something right. And I just keep fucking spinning that bitch real quick, doing nothing, just making that noise. And he's looking at me like, yeah, that's the wrong way. And I think about that all the time, and it just embarrasses me. I hate it. Like, I work with, like, a bunch of, like, manly dudes, like, type, like, those are the type of people, like, construction worker type guys. I mean, it's not construction, but it's, like, that, those type of guys. And anytime I get asked to go grab a tool from the toolbox, I'm like, fuck, man, I get nervous, because I'm just not good at that shit. I mean, if you need, like, a computer built, I can do that. If you need to be let down in bed, holla at your boy. But anyways, okay, what would be some cool shit to say with your big boy voice? Man, I think you sound pretty cool already, but, yeah, you want to get a cool, some cool stuff to say with your big boy voice? Let me think of something. What would be cool? What's something cool? Something that only a badass would say. How about this? Okay. You can't go wrong with some Fast and Furious quotes. There's a lot of good ones in that one, like, you can have any beer that you want, as long as it's a Corona. You can say that. It's hard to say that without sounding cool. Hey, yo, why'd you bring the Buster back? 'Cause the Buster kept me out of handcuffs! You can say that. And I don't want to go straight into it, but once you got that big boy voice that you're happy with and you're settled on and you want to fucking break that son of a bitch in, you can do one of the greatest monologues of all time from First Blood, starring our boy Sylvester Stallone. It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me. I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. But somebody wouldn't let us win. That's all I remember. Something like that. I might have fucked up some of it. But man, that's a fucking... If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye watching that movie, God, it's so good, man. Fuck. It was a bad time for everyone, Rambo. Man, that movie is fucking good. Ugh, that'll get you going. You might not even need to take testosterone. Just watch First Blood and fucking wreck havoc, baby. Wreck havoc, baby. What's some other cool shit to say? Actually, most important, what you should do, if you like The Sing, even if you don't like The Sing, it doesn't matter. Hey Arnold, The Simple Things, all right? Mr. Nguyen, he's the Asian dude who can sing country music really well. He's in his shower singing The Simple Things, and they're like, Mr. Nguyen, why don't you, like, get a fucking record deal, man? Record a song, put on the radio. And he's like, I like my job at the pharmacy. That's not racist. That's how he sounds. And but then it turns out that he can sing really well, even though it's actually Randy Travis singing it. But man, that song is fucking good. Sing that. Here, we'll sing it together right here. Hey Arnold, Simple Things. I'll put it on here and we'll just fucking jam together. All of us. Look up the lyrics. Look it up. We'll all sing this together. That's how we'll close this bitch out. Oh yeah, baby. My dick's hard.
You can offer me a diamond-plated pearl, and you can send me all the riches in the world. You can tempt me with the palaces of kings. I'd give them back in a big old sack and keep the simple things. I've got the simple things. I've got the rain and spring. Got spicy chicken wings and french fried onion rings. You can line me up in mild limousines. For me, it don't add up to a hill of beans. I got no hankering for grabbing your ass ring.
Oh boy, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much to everyone that's called or texted, left a voicemail, all that fun stuff. And yeah, we didn't get through even half of them yet, but we'll do it next week. I'll get through them all. Thank you so much. Keep them coming in. I really like hearing funny stories or stories about people you went to school with, stuff like that. But anything you want to call in, talk about, any questions, it's been so much fun. So thank you. And just a reminder, that number to call in for the Hotmail, voicemail, hotline, whatever. Did I say Hotmail? Man, I'm a loser. I'm a scrub. Did I tell the story about one time I signed this dude up at a gym when I was working at a gym in Florida? And I was like, all right, and your email address? And he looked around. He had a Confederate flag hat on. And he goes, my email's southernman69@yahoo.com. And I've checked. That's not his email. I emailed that guy. I sent a message and I got one right back saying that's not an email by someone. So either that email address is open, where something funny is going on, Southern Man 69. But anyways, that number is 419-528-8679. Thank you, everyone, so much. This has been so much fun. Hashtag Wild Man, hashtag Wild Lady, hashtag Dirty Dog, hashtag Doghouse, hashtag Asshive. I love you all. You're great. Oh, I always forget to mention this. If you make music, I don't care what kind it is, if you make any kind of music and you want me to play it for a closing song, I love playing music that that listeners make. I really like doing that. It's so much fun. Send your song in to brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. There is no the in that email, so just brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. Send in your music and we'll play it for a closing song. Also, if you sell or make or do anything, I don't care what it is, I want to support you, get maybe some of our listeners to support you as well. And so if you do anything online, you have any stores around here, let me know and I'll post it. We'll talk about it. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Me and my girl are eating tombstone pizza. Back at the graveyard, meat lovers, tombstone pizza. Eating it off her tits at the graveyard. She was squirting out a pussy on my grandpa's grave. And that was okay. I didn't like that old bag of nails anyway. Fucking dumb. Now we're back in my truck and we're starting to fuck, and it's getting so good, man. I finally had good luck. to my grandpa's grave and I blow a load right on the day he died on his gravestone. And it felt pretty good, yeah, it felt pretty good inside. I've never been so hard in my life.